Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Susie Scoop. It is a rainy day here, but I think that it's supposed to be spring break. We'll see what happens with the weather. But there are tons of things on the calendar this week. I think the thing that we want to start off with this week is the Dogwood Festival, which kicked off on Tuesday. The carnival is running at McIntyre Park, and it's always fun for the kids, but also for the whole family. Let's face it, I love rides. I love to be out there. It's a really great community event. The carnival is at McIntyre Park through the 17th, and Monday through Friday it's open from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., so you can head out there on the weekdays, and then on the weekends, obviously, longer hours. So Saturday from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., and Sundays from 1 to 6. Prices kind of range in there. You can get an armband, which is only $20. You can go after ride, after ride, after ride, which if you have young kids like I do, it's a really economical way to do that. Or you can buy ticket sheets for $20 or single tickets for $1 each. I'm a big fan of the armband because 10 rides into it, and I was broke last year, so I learned something from that. There are a ton of other events going on through the 17th, through the Dogwood Festival, including the parade. There's barbecues. Golf tournaments, everything. Their website. This is on the Susie Said website, but you can also check out CharlottesvilleDogwoodFestival.com. Moving into the rest of the weekend, a couple of really fun things kick off this weekend. The Blue Ridge Builders Association Home and Garden Show. If you are thinking about building a house, changing a house, if you have a yard, if you have any of that, this is actually just a really great place to learn a lot, see demonstrations, meet the people that run the businesses. In my personal experience, I think it's just been fun to get to know people and get to find out who's actually going to be putting my carpeting in. We're in the middle of doing that, and that's where I met my vendor. So that's at JPJ. It kicks off on Friday at 10 a.m. And runs through Sunday. There's some great music going on. I know I'm going to date myself when I say this one, but on Sunday night, I'm so excited. Toad the Wet Sprocket is coming to the Jefferson, a big college band for me, for some of you, probably like elementary school, but going to be fun. And then also on the 8th, the Virginia Coalition is coming to the Southern. If you haven't seen a show at the Southern, it is such a fun place to see a show. Great local musicians come there in and out of there all the time, and it's just, you can't be going downtown, but you also... Just the amazing music talent that we have in this town, and tons of people come through the Southern and the Jefferson and all these great venues that we have downtown. Friday, I kind of sometimes tend to go to the girls' night out thing. I know there are some men out there listening to this, and you can go to this one too, but there is a really fun, unique show coming to the Hamner Theater Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it is entitled Dirty Barbie and Other Girlhood Tales. And this is a local woman, Denise Stewart. She's a one-woman storytelling show, and it's about her Southern childhood, how strange it may have been. And it's about body image and all the interesting and sometimes difficult things that we go through as girls growing up, especially in the South, I think. I grew up actually in the Midwest, and trust me, we had those issues too. So I think Denise is really funny. She says she puts the fun back in dysfunctional. So I think this is at the Hamner Theater this weekend. Performances are at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and a 2 o'clock on Sunday. They do say one thing: this show is rated PG-16, is what she said. So you are great for teenagers or for your girlfriends, maybe not for the little Susies who happen to be 8 and 10 years old. This weekend, another great thing going on downtown. If you are a runner, or even if you're a walker, or if you just like to exercise, this weekend the Miller Lite Charlottesville Marathon, the Main Street Arena Half Marathon, the 8K Road Race, and the Whole Foods Kids Marathon, all taking place downtown. And this year, for the first year for this event, they are doing a running expo. And this is at the Main Street Arena. There are going to be great vendors, great fun things going on. This is a really great event. I do know I work with, for my own running injuries, I work with Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle. They're going to be there with products, with demonstrations, and it's just really a great community. The running community in this town, like a lot of the other communities we have, the food community, whatever, just a really tight-knit group, and just always bringing something fun for us. So I think it's a whole family kind of thing. There's going to be things for the kids too. So and it's free, so I'm always about free events. And since you're going to be downtown anyway, great fun one for the kids, Alakazam Toys. Everyone loves Alakazam Toys on the downtown mall. So many fun things, really unique toys. They often do fun, free, kind of make-and-take-it events for the kids. And on Saturday, they're doing giant paper flowers. So if you want to check that out, I would highly recommend that. And if the weather holds out, if we get some sunshine, there is the 17th annual Kids Fishing Day. And this is a the Albemarle County is part of this, Trout Unlimited, and this has happened for so many years. Hundreds of kids come out to this, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You don't need to get a license. It's a special day at Mint Springs Park. And last year they had over 200 kids at this, and it is such a great way to really, even if I did not grow up being a fisherwoman, but yeah, my kids really kind of get into that stuff, and I'm really a big proponent for kids getting outdoors. I think that, as you know, everyone knows, there's a lot of talk out there about obesity and kids not being outside as much anymore and really not getting to take part in that. And this is one way that the county is really trying to help us get the kids out there. And this is a, you know, fishing is a lifetime sport. It's something you can do forever. So I think it's a great way to kind of introduce kids to it. Sunday, I'm a big shopper. As if you read the site, you know that I like to shop. So Boutique Week is kicking off at Barracks Road Shopping Center. And I love this for so many reasons. First of all, I love a good deal. So there's so many of the retailers at Barracks Road are taking part in this and offering special deals on items, special deals on your whole bill from some of them, 10, 20% off. Even Old Navy's participating this time. Pretty much it's not all of the retailers, but most of them are offering something special. And then if you spend $25 at three different participating retailers, that's $25 at each of these retailers, you get a little card and they check it off for you and you get a free gift from London's Bathicary. And it's a cool gift. So it's while supplies last, but I think definitely worth checking out. I do a lot of shopping at Barracks Road. It's a lot of great. And, you know, over in Barracks Road North, there are a lot of local retailers too. I think sometimes, you know, we're Charlottesville. We love our local businesses. And sometimes Barracks Road gets a bad rap, but there are stores like Scarpa and Pink Palm and really great local owners who support our community. And we need to get out there and support them too. The other great thing about Boutique Week this year, the Spring Boutique Week, is that there are a lot of retailers that are donating some of their proceeds to the Junior League of Charlottesville. One great example of that is Aromas Cafe. They have a special menu going on during Boutique Week. And I'm sorry, Boutique Week runs through from April 9th through the 17th. So it's actually Boutique, well, I guess it's a little over a week, huh? Aromas is having a special menu with special wine prices, and a portion of their proceeds do benefit the Junior League of Charlottesville. There are several other retailers that are donating proceeds as well. And if you don't know anything about the Junior League of Charlottesville, I'm a member, so I'm going to get out and say this. Sometimes the Junior League, when someone says Junior League, people get that look on their face like, oh, those girls. But I'm going to tell you something. This is an amazing, dynamic group of women. It's not your mama's Junior League. And there are thousands and thousands of hours put in by these women at local nonprofits throughout the community. And they're really all about helping women and empowering women and girls. And it's a great organization. I'd highly recommend learning some more about that and getting out to Barracks Road, do a little shopping, support a great cause, get a deal. That is a win-win-win all across the board. One other thing I wanted, the little Susies are sitting here with me today because it is spring break in Albemarle County, if you didn't know. And a couple of the things that we're focusing on as we're, you know, spring moves into summer real quickly before you know it, May is here and we are moving on. And so a couple of the things we're focusing on the site over the next few weeks are staycationing or day tripping. We call it day tripping is what we're going to call it. And we are featuring local businesses, great places. If you are planning a staycation, gas prices are astronomically high, as we all know right now. And I think a lot of people may be cutting out that beach trip this summer, which I know we're doing. So we're really trying to focus on what are some great things that we can do. We are so lucky in a town like Charlottesville that we have so many different things to do. So we're focusing on local businesses, great fun things that you can do with the kids, without the kids possibly. For instance, the Glass Palette is a favorite of my children, the Lazy Daisy Ceramics, some of these places. And then also we're really focusing on, okay, what else is around us and day trips that you can take that are, you know, maybe one to two hours away, all kinds of fun that you can have just around us. So on our Facebook page right now, we're asking people that if you have a special, you know, favorite day trip that your family likes to take or that you like to take with on your own, with your significant other, share it with us on our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/SusieSaidCharlottesville. And I've gotten some great ideas. I will say that more than half of the things that people have put up there so far, I didn't even know about. So it's a fabulous way to share some ideas. I'm really excited about it. And then also, if you've got a favorite place that you and your kids or you like to hang out during your little staycation in Charlottesville, let us know. We are always looking for ideas from others. I think that's one of the great things about this town and about what we do at Suzy Said is that we love to hear from you. We're usually on the ball with most things, but you know what? There is so much going on that we don't always know about everything. Our calendar, I talked last week about there are, you know, I've just highlighted a few things for you today on great things that are going on this week, but there's also tons more. And if you have an event, if your organization, your business has an event, you can put it out right on our calendar. There's no charge for that. We want to hear about it. One thing I forgot about I think is a very important, as I see my little Susie with her book next to her, not actually reading it at this time. Friends of the Library sale is going on right now at the Gordon Avenue Library. And I wanted to highlight this because it is a great way to support our library system. And I don't know if people realize, if you grew up here, we have a really fabulous library system. We have so many branches with so many different things going on all the time. And I just really feel it's important to support that. I've lived in towns that had nothing compared to what we have. And the book sale, actually the money goes back into the system. And then also you can get great, great books for really, really cheap prices. So that's going on at the Gordon Library through the 10th. And I'm sorry for that little, I almost forgot about that one. And I want to make sure we talked about it. And I guess last one thing, if you are, what we want to talk about today is, Suzy Said, we are a local, I've had some questions about Suzy Said in the last few weeks about, are we a franchise? Are we locally owned? And yes, I promise you, I live here. I live and breathe Charlottesville, and that is what we are. We are in several other cities throughout the country, but we are a small woman-owned business, and that's really what it's all about. So if you have questions, you can always email me at amy@suzysaid.com too. And if you want, you can get the Suzy Scoop delivered right into your mailbox twice a week. We do a weekly, this is what's going on, and get your news on fashion, food, everything that's going on around town, and on the weekends. So you can sign up for our free e-newsletter and kind of get the scoop right there in front of you. So that is pretty much what we've got going on here. We get out and enjoy it. I think I'm hearing that the weather's going to start getting better for us. We're going to get back into the 70s, and I think we're all anxious for spring to get here. So get out and enjoy it this weekend, everybody.